This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jeff Shapiro writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and he joins us from the newsroom in Richmond. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hi, Coy.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Let me ask you, you have in your most recent column, you have some commentary on sort of the implications of the recent primaries here in Virginia, which were held this week, the results of which were a bit of a mixed bag, I guess, for everybody involved. But tell us your reaction. Share some of your thoughts.
Well, on the Republican side, it was clearly a big day for the conservatives, knocking off two moderates, Brandon Bell out in Roanoke, Marty Williams down in Newport News, both senators. On the Democratic side, of course, the defeat of Benny Lambert among the more senior members of the Senate, denied renomination because of his support last year of George Allen, a Republican for the United States Senate. That was a very big, if not the only issue in the primary challenge that Lambert faced against Donald McEachin. Down in Hampton Roads, an interesting Democratic primary, Johnny Joanno had been targeted by the Democrats, in particular by former Governor Mark Warner for his apostasy on taxes. Recall that Johnny Joanno was among the few, the only Democrat to break with the caucus and side with Republicans in opposing that Warner tax increase, that $1.4 billion tax increase for schools, police, and social services. He survived. Joanno was renominated, and down there in that heavily Democratic district, that is tantamount to election. So on both sides, in both parties, there were some very interesting messages about personality, about philosophy, and about party loyalty.
And what do you think the loss of some of the moderate GOP leaders will mean in this year's elections for Democrats?
Well, looking to November, there are now 9 seats that are perceived in the Senate as being in play. Now, I think looking more closely at some of them, they are likely to remain Republican. But what this means certainly for the Republicans who have 22 seats in the Senate now is that they're going to have to come up with even more resources. That's more money, more personnel, more technology to defend more seats. And the two perceived moderates, Williams and Bell, who were defeated in fairly contentious primaries. So there are wounds that must heal, if they do heal, for the Republicans to get on with the business of defending their slim majority in the Virginia Senate.
We're talking with Jeff Shapiro at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The RTD editorial today dealt with these primaries and had sort of a disappointing outlook. It concluded the outlook suggests that regardless of the outcome in November, the General Assembly likely will grow not less partisan, but more. We want to be wrong. That's a bit disappointing.
Well, I think the editorial page is keyed on to something that a lot of us on the reporting side have emphasized now for a number of years, and that is the consequence, the long-term effect of sharply partisan, computer-driven legislative gerrymandering. This means that in many districts on the House and less so on the Senate side, where they tend to be broader, more diverse districts, that the results of elections are often preordained. The effect that this has, I'd argue, is that a candidate for office often has to hit only one or two hot buttons to get elected and even to get reelected. And as a result, legislators increasingly seem to become have become quite incurious. They don't take an interest in an array of issues, and they take even less of an interest, it seems, in issues that could have an impact beyond the boundaries of their districts.
Jeff Shapiro with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Jeff, what is your take on the resignation of Ed Gillespie as state chair of the Virginia Republican Party? Of course, Ed called to the White House to advise President Bush.
Well, keeping in mind that Ed Gillespie was a lobbyist before he became the chairman of the state Republican Party, and will likely become a lobbyist after he completes his White House service, methinks that the latter has much to do with the former, and that Ed Gillespie perhaps believes that his hand as a lobbyist is strengthened after additional federal service and at the highest possible level, the White House. So I suspect this is a business decision by Mr. Gillespie. Now, perhaps also there is some concern by Mr. Gillespie and others who are now in the Republican Party high command here in Virginia that these legislative elections could be very tricky for their party, and that perhaps they don't want to be around to take the blame if, and underscore that, if things don't go well.
There was we spoke with Attorney General Bob McDonnell yesterday, and he confirmed that former Lieutenant Governor John Hager, now serving in the Bush administration, is one of the folks that is being talked about as a likely successor.
He is being mentioned, as is the first vice chair, Mike Thomas, who is a very close ally of former Senator George Allen. The conventional wisdom seems to be that the Allen camp will have a very big say in the selection of the next party chairman, and I suspect that's kind of an important, albeit small bore drama that will play out because it may have implications for Senator Warner's former Senator Allen's future.
Jeff Shapiro with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Jeff, what are the political implications of the news that we're hearing about the families of Virginia Tech victims who are very unhappy with the way that Governor Kaine and his panel are handling this?
I'm not really sure at this point what impact that will have. I suspect that politicians in both parties at this point, given the freshness of this tragedy, would be very reluctant to allow this investigation, this Kaine Commission investigation, to become overtly politicized, and that at this point, perhaps all sides, despite considerable concern about what these parents, these survivors, are saying, are just trying to kind of keep the focus of this investigation on some of these larger issues of public safety and mental health. Governor Kaine is clearly aware of the possible political ramifications. As you know, he has made it clear that he intends to be meeting with the parents and the relatives who were concerned about this absence of representation on the commission.
My guest is Jeff Shapiro with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, talking live from the newsroom in Richmond. One last quick question. One of the debates now is whether or not the issues in the upcoming presidential election are going to be more regional or more national, and what kind of issues are people really going to be voting on. The concern among Republicans is that they're going to be big national issues, like the war, for example, which doesn't really poll too well right now. Turning your eye to Virginia this year in our General Assembly elections, what do you think perhaps are going to be the overriding concerns as voters go to the booths this November? Are we going to see some statewide issues guiding the day? Will perhaps some of these national issues influence decisions, or are we really going to be voting on some regional concerns?
So often, where there is competition, and that's, of course, the big problem here, the absence of competition, but where there is competition, these legislative elections tend to be friends and neighbors affairs. But look at where the competition is greatest. It's in that suburban crescent that extends from outside Washington down the interstate to Richmond and east to Hampton Roads. This is this great suburban battlefield, if you will, and it is there where there are the greatest concentration of voters, a large number of them Republicans, and many of them discouraged by what they are seeing. So Republicans in Richmond are very concerned about the effect of the president's unpopularity, disappointment with the direction of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, very disappointed, very concerned about what that will mean for Republican enthusiasm in the fall. And perhaps that could make a difference in a district or two in terms of Republican performance. And it just takes a little bit, you know, less than a percentage point to tip an election.
Jeff Shapiro, live from the newsroom at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Jeff, my friend, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.